Welcome, everybody, to another Sleeper Wire Short. I am your host, Dirty Jobs Mike, and I am here to first check up on you guys. How is everybody doing out there? We are in a crazy new world, and man, I hope everybody's out there just doing what they can do to take care of each other, helping each other out where they can, hopefully knocking on that old lady next door's house and making sure she's taken care of so she's not out there increasing her risk of being around this stuff and things like that. I mean, there's a million things we could be doing out there to try to help our brethren and while staying safe ourselves. Because, of course, we got to take care of number one. We got to stay healthy out there, guys. I hope that everybody that's locked up right now and pent up is not going too dang crazy yet and hanging on and just looking forward towards that future. And hopefully we can just keep on getting you guys some content out there, get your mind off of things, and hopefully we can keep thinking about fantasy football. So that's going to bring me up again to my guy, Royce Freeman. He's a Denver Bronco, which I love. I was so excited when this guy came off the pedestal in the second round from Oregon. And I was just like, yes, here we go. Out of nowhere comes Philip Lindsay. And he just kind of wreaks havoc on the whole situation. He says, nah, I'm better than this guy. I've got the talent. I've got the sprint ability. I want the outside. Give me the ball. And unfortunately for Royce Freeman, he's sitting on a Denver Broncos system that really, I mean, really adapts well to Philip Lindsay. And it's really not the north-south game that Royce Freeman needs to where I feel like he would be the guy that's getting out there and getting things done. I feel like if you give this guy a good, solid offensive line, something to work with, he could just dominate. I mean, the guy brings a workload of 262 carries. He's carried those for 4 yards per carry on average. That's for a total of 1,017 yards in 2 seasons. And that's with 8 touchdowns. That's huge for a running back that's been in the shadow of somebody else who's been getting the majority of the payload and having to just do what you can with the ball. I mean, 4 yards per carry, that's huge for us. That is huge. That is what we are looking for when we're looking for one of these dominant north-south backs. And that's exactly what this guy is. And then you look at his receptions. In his first year, man, he had 14 receptions, not a big deal. Last year, they stepped him up. He had 43 receptions on 50 tries. That's a catch rate of 86%. 86% of the time you threw this guy the ball, he caught it. And then he did something with it. He went for 262 yards and a touchdown, which is an incredible improvement over the year before that. I'm telling you, this guy has the ability. He has everything you need in the running back. He just has Philip Lindsay standing right in his way, keeping him from being the dominant back that he is born to be. We need to get this guy in an improved situation, and I'm telling you, with that kind of a cap hit, this guy's a huge trajectory to be able to get a different contract and move on somewhere else. I don't feel like he might even make the final cut. You could probably pay somebody like Devontae Booker a bit less and still get about the same amount of usage out of the guy because you have Melvin Gordon and you've got Philip Lindsay. And I mean, depth at running back isn't really something that the Denver system is known for. They're known for having that one kind of guy that does well, okay, but as far as having that premier back, they're just really not there. They really just don't have that. So here we are with him, Royce Freeman. I have a feeling he's going to be an improved situation because almost every situation out there is an improved situation. And so I'm going out there and I'm offering, like, say, late second, early third, and at least getting the conversation started with that. I feel like if we can start the conversation there, you might end up at an early second, maybe a late first, something like that. And to me, that's an incredibly fair value because this guy is, even if you have to stash him for 2 years and wait for him to become an unrestricted free agent to where he can get a better opportunity, it'll be well worth the stash. Maybe this isn't the year to sit him on the bench or whatever, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to get this guy before his situation improves. That is my warning to everybody. Get out there. Go get yourself some Royce Freeman. Go wash your hands. Go use hand sanitizer. all that fun stuff that we're all supposed to be doing. Make sure we're all staying away from each other, helping each other out. Do what you can do for the little old lady next door, folks, and let's just keep this going. We'll get through this if we keep it together and do it for us. All right, thanks again. Follow me at DirtyJobs21 on the Twitter. And follow me at DirtyJobs on Sleeper. Thanks, everybody, for listening to another Sleeper Wire short, and we will see you again next week.